This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Huge webinar on demand right now at Storage Switzerland. It's called Set Your Storage Budget Free, Breaking Out of the Net App Capacity Jail. George Crump, a big part of that webinar, along with David Cerf from Crossroads, and they join us right now on the podcast. So I guess the best way to kick this off is to ask a very simple question of George. What do we mean by a net app capacity jail?
Charlie, you know, I think if you look at net app installations, right, they typically start, the data center goes out or the IT manager goes out and buys his first or her first net app. Then it works. It's a great system. It's easy to use. People like it. It's very efficient at what it does, especially at storing what we call unstructured or fixed content data, which is data, essentially data that's outside of a database. So, but what happens as you kind of go through this cycle is it does work. It's very popular. People start storing everything on it. And then you add additional shelves of storage. Well, and again, credit to NetApp, that's very easy to do. You can do it without taking anything down. You don't have to change volumes or anything. Everything auto grows. It's fantastic. But then you keep adding shelves, And then eventually you can't add any shelves anymore to that new system. And then you have to go buy another NetApp system. And then that same process keeps going and going and going. And so in many cases, we'll see customers with dozens of NetApp systems all filled to about 50 to 60% capacity. And one of the things we talked about in the webinar, and this is where the jail part comes in, is about 80% of that data probably doesn't deserve to be on the primary premier storage that NetApp is. It hasn't been accessed in years. And so what we want to do is break that data out and store it on a destination that's much more cost effective.
And Crossroads is the group that has the keys to get you out of that jail. David, what are some of the things that you can do to help break people out of that NetApp jail?
It really comes down to economics. The NetApp, you're buying it because you want performance. You need it for things. And as George is saying, you're filling it up. So the piece that we're going to hit is being disrupted economically. And the ability to bring a price point that makes it compelling to do something different, even though this is a seamless integration back with NetApp through their API, their F policy, you're not buying another NetApp. You are attaching, in this case, the Strongbox. And by adding that into the environment, now you can get down to either a blended rate, so that is you have a fixed cost already in your NetApp, you're adding the Strongbox, that can bring your blended storage down by up to 50, 80%, depending on the type of environment and how much fixed content you have. But it's this economic driver that's going to make the big difference to make it compelling for you to do something.
George, what are some of the keys to those economics?
The first thing is the overriding concern, or the overriding requirement, if you will, is exactly what David said. This has got to be, this can't be like 20% more affordable. This has got to be 80% more affordable. This has got to be something that is going to be worth it to go, wow, I got to take a look at this. And then from there, the keys are really, it's got to be integrated. David talked about F policy. What that means is that if NetApp decides to upgrade ONTAP, which of course they will, ONTAP is their operating system essentially, that everything you've just put in place as far as an archive and things like that aren't going to break on you. Secondly, it's got to be automated. You can't, IT professionals are stretched as thin as they've ever been. We can't expect them in this type of environment to every day go through and run a report that says, okay, these five files can be moved. It's got to happen automatically. And then finally, that secondary storage area, because really what we're talking about is moving it from NetApp primary storage and putting it on something else. That secondary storage area has got to have two key aspects as it relates to money. Number one, the disk itself has to be less expensive. And then number two, the long-term storage requirements, the long-term economics, power, cooling, space, all of those have to be significantly better than what you would experience in a primary NetApp environment. Up until now, we haven't really seen that available.
David, there are a lot of people, though, who say, well, you get what you pay for. And with NetApp, we get something good, but we pay a lot of money for it. And now you're saying we get something good, but you're going to actually save a whole lot of money for the people who think you have to spend to actually get quality, what do you say to them?
I think this is where this disruptive rule, this is where technology can do something unique, or there, you know, there really wouldn't be the value. We've, again, I'll repeat, you bought your NetApp for a reason. It is an, you know, outstanding technology, great solution to do the job you originally bought it for, but it, you didn't buy it to be a parking lot for data that you're just never going to touch or use again. So the goal would be to leverage the NetApp for what it's good for, have something that can seamlessly integrate with it, that can allow you a way to be able to store all this data that you know, is probably never going to be used again. When we look at the fixed content consumption on disk, and we're talking 50 to 80% of all files never accessed again, why are you going to keep that on expensive storage? So this is where that cost of what you're paying for isn't really effective. Now, Strongbox is the best solution for fixed content, period. It has built-in data protection. It has performance capability that can be tuned to meet each user. So it can perform just like any other disk, or can be tuned to provide the most economical fixed content storage, or it can do both. It can actually be set to have multiple configurations based on the type of data and the user, and have multiple users all on one system. That's pretty powerful stuff, to when you can have that flexibility and have it work with your existing environment.
What are some of the benefits beyond the cost, David?
Well, we think it's important that if you're going to keep something, that you actually, you're going to be able to get it. It's going to be resilient, accessible, and available in the future, or you know, it's kind of pointless. So Strongbox is the only solution on the market that has built-in self-healing functionality and protection. So when we set data up, you can set how many copies occur, and there's no more backup. It's automatic and it's internal. It does file and media level verification to ensure it's going to be accessible in the long term. It's very scalable. It goes up from terabytes to petabytes. I think probably the last thing is just this performance tuning. Again, there's no one else on the market that actually can do what we do, a performance flexibility. And the way I think of that is that we have flash on the market, we have fiber channel disk, we have cheaper disk, and we have Strongbox. Those are, you know, SLA layers of your storage. Of course, when we click on open file out of any one of those, they're all timed to first byte that are instant. What we're paying for is how fast, you know, is the last byte. And of course, flash is the fastest. That's why we use it for, you know, compute and analytics, and fiber's a little slower, and then of course, cheap disk. And the thing about the Strongbox, it's the only one out of that whole mix that's tunable. So if you really want this fast performance, you can set it up to where data, when it behaves like this, can have full accelerated performance. It's really gated by the type of storage you use with the Strongbox, or you can tune it down. That's a really unique value proposition, Charlie. Again, something that nobody else has in the market.
How about data protection, George?
Well, I think that's another key benefit of this type of technology, right? Again, going back to the 70, 80% number, you know, the heck with that. What if it was only 60%? Imagine if you could reduce your backup architecture by 60%. You could eliminate 60% of the data, and frankly, it just doesn't need to be backed up week after week, month after month anymore. By putting it in an archive, you're actually putting it into a more secure location that is actually more accessible over the course of time. And you're moving your backup function to take care of real-time or active data instead of worrying about trying to become an archive, which it was really not designed to do. So it really can minimize the overall backup process.
This is just a taste of the webinar that's on demand right now at StorageSwitzerland.com. If you're listening to this podcast on Storage Swiss, just click on the link below the player, and it will take you directly to that webinar right now. If you're listening on iTunes, go to StorageSwiss.com. You can find this podcast easily. Click on the link, and you will be able to see the webinar and learn all of this that we've been talking about with George and David. For David Cerf of Crossroads and George Crump of Storage Switzerland, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.